Now, the rest of the story. Paris, France. The sparkling mecca for artists everywhere. It was there that Dietz Edzard came to paint a portrait that some say is enchanted. I have seen the portrait. I am inclined to agree. It was May 31 of 1961 when Paris really burst into bloom. The streets more radiant than ever with excitement. The Place de la Concorde a splendor of French and American flags. You see, it was here on this day that the youngest ever United States president and his glamorous wife of French extraction would charm and be charmed by the city of Napoleon and Renoir and Claude Debussy and Dietz Edzard. 1 million Parisians would cheer as Presidents Kennedy and de Gaulle embraced. Not since Lafayette visited America was there such festivity between the two peoples. So Paris burst into bloom. And that's the way another visitor saw it as he stood in the Place de la Concorde, an art gallery director from the United States. And the more he saw, the more inspired he became. If only Edzard were here to paint it, he thought, to commemorate this spectacular occasion. But the artist was nearly 70 now. Perhaps battling the crowd would be too great an inconvenience for him. Well, the gallery director learned differently a few days later during a meeting with the painter himself. In Edzard's Paris studio, they were chatting about art and changing times when the director noticed the painting that he had wished for. It was all there. The Place de la Concorde, the French and American flags, the excitement of the crowd, and something else he'd not counted on. Standing right in the forefront, so prominent in the painting that it was almost a portrait of her, was a beautiful dark-haired girl in her mid-twenties. Her eyebrows were arched in an expression too knowing for one so young, and her eyes too innocent for one so old. Her complexion was softly blushed cream, and her lips were pink and full. There was a ribbon in her hair and one round her neck, and her dress was the most delicate blue, and gathered in her arms, so lovely yet so diminished by her loveliness, an array of fragile flowers. "Who is she?" he asked. And the artist Edzard followed his visitor's gaze to the painting in the corner and said, "I think of all of them, she's my favorite model. She's my wife." The director raised a knowing eyebrow himself. Such a young girl, he thought, and Edzard had married her. Would his guest like to meet the girl in the painting, the artist insisted. No sooner had he said it than she entered the studio from the next room, smiled, and kissed her husband. Well, the flower girl and the painter's bride were one and the same. You see, so lovely was she that her presence eclipsed the beauty of the Place de la Concorde and the grandeur of national affairs. But her beauty, if gone from the eyes of men, was safe in the heart of Dietz Edzard. For he had painted her as he saw her, a girl with a complexion of softly blushed cream. When they had met in 1927, he painted her as he sees her yet. And now you know the rest of the story.